Hi, everyone. Hi, we're going to start. Thank you all very much for being here to do this first MUSE symposium. And we're going to start right now with Julia Freeman, the coordinator of the program, who's going to give an introduction to the day. Thank you.
Good morning, and thank you all very much for being on here on this beautiful, sticky day. So I thought I would just take a few minutes to get us started and maybe to let those of you who don't know a bit about the story of MUSE, the history of where, how it's emerged and where we are today and perhaps most excitingly where we hope to go in future years. So I joined the McGill School of Environment in January of this year as the coordinator for the Montreal Urban Sustainability Experience. And I am fascinated by the genesis of this program. It's a really great time to be a part of MUSE because it's had tremendous amount of input and development, but in terms of operations, it's in its fledgling state. So I really see the students that will be presenting for you today as pioneers, and we can regard them as people breaking new ground. So MUSE came out of a vision for a field course that would be different from some of the other field courses we've seen around the country. And it started out with a very clear commitment to an active learning pedagogy that would be student-driven and problem-based in its intent. So students at McGill were consulted in order to develop a program that would be embraced by other students, by their peers, and by generations to come. And the idea was to make the program as widely accessible as possible. And I'm really proud to say that not only do we have a wide representation of different disciplines in MUSE this year, we also have nearly doubled our enrollment for the program since our very first year, which was only last year. So there was deep involvement with student participation and extended consultations to get a sense of what do students really need from their universities. And what was clear was that there was a real hunger to find opportunities to apply their knowledge and to develop skills that might set them apart from other graduates in their class. And there was a real interest in the context of real world issues and sustainability challenges. So trying to find ways to take the knowledge that they were acquiring at the university here and find ways to turn that into action and apply what they've been learning. So this is, you know, it set the context for figuring out what the program should look like, and it was, the basis was really that it would be urban in its nature with a focus on sustainability, and that there we would try and provide as many hands-on learning opportunities as we really could. So the program objective ultimately was how do we make positive and sustainable change in an urban setting? That's really at the heart of what we're trying to do here with MUSE. It started to take shape and it's very much in the state of development still, so we're working towards extending the program into a full semester credit and we're hoping to eventually open it up to students outside of McGill as well. But we're well underway with the imperative of student-initiated research and projects, which is what we're going to be learning about today. I expect that everyone in this room is probably familiar with the definition of sustainable development that recognizes that we need to meet the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. And I think actually it's that temporal dimension of working sustainably that can create unique challenges of setting goals and priorities. That temporal dimension presents a challenge, but it's also our foundation for success. And I think one of the most remarkable aspects of MUSE is that there is this strong emphasis on carrying over student work and learning and contributions from year to the next year to the next. I think this helps foster a continuity and vision and develop a community of learners. So we're going to see that most clearly in the Hochelaga project, which we'll be hearing about this morning. It's a multi-year project that imagines what the island of Montreal looked like before Western settlement. But also in the course that focuses on sustainability analysis, you'll see around the projects that students proposed that we'll be extending assessments that were began last year by developing proposals for research and initiatives around sustainability in Montreal this year. So we can expect these students to challenge us to really think about how do we make positive and sustainable change in an urban setting, and provide some pretty exciting ideas for us about what that can actually look like. So for now, I'd like to thank the School of Environment and the City of Montreal for their support of this event, and of course to Marie-Ève for being what we've called in class a catalytic personality. She's been absolutely integral to the success of the symposium. And may I now ask that we please welcome Dr. Martin Krayer von Krauss, the Director of the School of Sustainability.